What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba, I'm loving it. Well, hello, everybody. Happy Wednesday.
Yeah. Mac Morey, Bob Fesco, Dusty Likens with you on a Wednesday. Damn glad to have you. It's a Thursday, though, at Arrowhead because the game's on Saturday, whether you believe it or not. We tried to tell you the press conferences are going to be tomorrow or yesterday. Just saying.
Today is Thursday.
That's right.
In Arrowhead world.
So your press conferences will be DeAndre Hopkins, Justin Reed, and Creed Humphrey.
Oh, you think Creed will be the third one?
Somebody's got to be. I think it'll be Chris Jones today. Who was yesterday? It was Mahomes, Andy. I don't even really remember. I know Mahomes spoke because they talked about his the birth of his third child.
Right, how his wife let him watch football in the room.
That was funny. That was relatable.
You haven't been through the birthing processes yet, right? Like, what do you do as a father? You just kind of hang out. I mean, well, you're
I still remember being born.
Yeah, that's right.
It was warm.
Mm-hmm. Then it got cold.
It was a nice place.
Locked, cocked, and ready to rock.
See, we didn't have that. We had C-section, so it wasn't like we were in labor for 85 hours. I mean, I couldn't imagine just like, all right, what are we doing? Like,
whose gimmick gets older if they continue to be
Harbaugh's
or McDaniel's or McDaniel in Miami?
Oh, I see.
Like, whose gimmick is it? Whose gimmick where? Now, McDaniel has a lot of, he's got more time. But, like, eventually the whole, like, it's 2 day. Like, eventually that will get old continues to happen in the playoffs. It's been 1 year. I'm not jumping on anybody's, like, back to say that it's going to continue this. But, like, that only works if you're successful more often than not.
No doubt.
And, you know, Mikey Mack over there in Miami. Like,
but he doesn't have those, like, cringe things.
No, but his style is like, I'm cool, I'm hip, like these are my boys.
Like, oh yeah, we're good, cool. Man. We're all cool. It's great. And you're losing games. So it's not cool. Yeah. It's not fun. Yeah.
It's like, hey man, enough.
Step up.
Like, yeah, do something different.
My question with Mike McDaniel is, can he be a coach or is he one of those guys that when you're winning, it's great because he's your
he's
guy. But the minute like things need to be buttoned up, can Mike McDaniel be that guy? Like that conversation we need to have with Mac after the show, Dusty, we talked about earlier.
Oh, no.
So, can he be that guy? I don't know the answer to that question. Can Harbaugh be that guy? I probably think so. But if they don't win and he's still going 2 day and everything's a snowflake and looking like he's just like out there, man, that does wear. That does wear fast. And it wears fast. I mean, you said the other day that he was at Michigan for 9 years. The beauty of college is you're recycling players, you know, classes constantly.
For sure.
And so in the NFL, a lot of guys stay around for a while. That kind of stuff gets old. And his shelf life, other than Michigan, really wasn't long anywhere. 3-4 years here, 3-4 years there. And then it wears. And you're like, all right, what are we doing here?
You mentioned Michigan. You know what's ironic about Michigan? The worst thing they could have done was try to put a flag in Ohio State's field. Since that day, Ohio State's been a different team.
Oh, it's night and day.
Incredible.
Again, regular season versus, okay, it's time to go and play. Like, if you think what Ohio State is doing is impressive, where do you see Travis Kelce in the next 21 days? I mean, Travador is going to be out there.
He's got that playoff beard back, too. He's growing that thing out.
This is his time, man. This is his year. This is his time. This could be his going away party, man. Like, we were talking before the show. I said, I think, you know, I go into these next couple of games going, these could be Travis's last at Arrowhead. And Dusty's like, I think he's done. And, you know, I don't know, Mac, where you kind of stand on that one. But I think you do need to approach these last three games of the season like they could be Travis's last three games of the year. I mean,
possibly.
If they three-peat, what the hell else does he have to come back for? Like, what's left to accomplish? You're dating the biggest pop star in the history of the world. You three-peated.
The hell with Bob, just the biggest star.
The biggest star. What else? You're dating Taylor Swift and you three-peated.
Like, and you have a successful podcast.
You don't need anything else.
Yeah.
But yes. And then
you go out on top.
That's right. You go out on top. You have the podcast. You're hosting games. You're
already the GOAT tight end.
I mean, it's like...
It's perfect ending. It's like the end of Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
Except he's alive.
He's alive. But like... There's athletes that, I mean, I really wish, like, I was that guy. Derek Jeter was always that guy for me. I thought he was the perfect athlete, had the starlets, never got into trouble.
What was he? He got his 3,000th hit on his last game or something like that? What was that?
It was a home run.
It was, like, his last.
Close, I think.
Something like that.
It was close. Cool. But, like, he was the perfect athlete. There's never been a more perfect athlete, in my opinion, than Derek Jeter. Shortstop for the Yankees, Hall of Famer, good-looking, dated every celebrity out there, never had a scandal.
And was nice. He left a gift bag at end of the night. In the morning, you were able to go with a nice basket.
I will tell you, I have had better interactions with A-Rod than I have with Jeter, though, which I was very surprised by. I thought it'd be the other way around. That's why you don't want to meet your heroes. But like I always said, if I was going to trade places with one athlete, it would always be Derek Jeter. How are you not saying that about Travis Kelce right now? No matter what fan base you're in, how would you not want to have Travis Kelce's life, man? Like, find me a dude's life that's better than what this guy has going on right now.
And what's even more of a comparison is in Jeter's prime, he was probably dating the biggest pop star at the time, Mariah Carey.
Yep.
I'd still date Mariah Carey to this day.
And Jeter was the shortstop for the Yankees. Lord. Travis Kelce's the tight end for the Chiefs. I mean, back in the day, everybody said, oh, you can't do anything in Kansas City. You got to play on one of the coasts. You play in the Midwest, you're never going to be able to increase your brand. Wrong. Turn on your TV. It's Chiefs everywhere, right? So that's the beauty of it. But like Travis Kelce, man, like that guy's living the best life. And if you go out on top, why the hell do I want to go out to St. Joe anymore?
So sports are weird. And I was thinking about this the other day about how interesting it is that Justin Reed and DeAndre Hopkins, who played for the Houston Texans in that 2019 game in the divisional round where they got beat in a wild game, one of the best games I've ever seen.
How do you recover? You don't recover from that. That crushed their franchise.
And to think about what they went through during that, and now what both of these guys are getting ready to go through, which is the rise of a three-peat in the NFL, which has never been done before.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's interesting to think what they're thinking about. And it was interesting because Justin Reed was interviewed today, and he was asked about that game in 2019 and asked about what it is like today and the now for the Kansas City Chiefs. Maybe not.
I know it's that annual time of year that this play always comes up. But remember starting the game off early, started fast. I think we had a block punt for a touchdown, had a couple big plays. Remember hitting Tyreek. Thought I took him out of the game. Actually, we were going to double the hell out of Travis after that. Remember looking up at the scoreboard after we were up 24-0. I remember seeing that the Titans just beat the Ravens and that we had beat the Ravens two times already in the season. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I knew the winner of that game at that point was going to have home field advantage for the AFC Championship game. So I was like, our tickets already punched to the Super Bowl. And then, you know, the bleeding just started and couldn't stop. Had the fake punt, you know, unfortunately for me, that didn't go our way. Had the fumble on the kickoff, had the kickoff return for a touchdown. And next thing you know, scores like 28, 24 before halftime and come out in the second half and just couldn't stop the bleeding. So probably the biggest roller coaster game I've ever been a part of in my life. I'm sure most people in Chiefs Kingdom too, you know, they just ended up on the right side of it. But I'm going to end up in a place that I'm really happy now being here too.
It's amazing to me to hear athletes recount games. I always love it. I do because
they punched their ticket to the Super Bowl.
Right. That soundbite was 1:06. Okay.
That's right.
And he was asked at the beginning, like he goes, oh, this is the time of year where this game always comes up. And then went into full detail about everything.
Never forget.
Athletes never forget. They never, ever, ever get over those type of moments. And look, think about what that game meant in the big picture. That was the springboard game for this franchise, and it was the death nail for the Houston Texans.
Mm-hmm. It turned Deshaun into a creep.
I think he was a creep before that.
Probably.
Yeah. Got Bill O'Brien basically fired.
Mm-hmm.
Deshaun was done. The whole thing. I mean,
how many more years was DeAndre in Houston? Because he went to Tennessee went to Arizona.
Didn't Bill O'Brien trade him?
Bill O'Brien traded him.
So it had to be the next year.
Yeah, for David Johnson. You and I, David Johnson, you and I. He's a good running back for
like
2 years.
You and I what?
Northern Illinois.
Oh, I thought you said something about you and I were supposed to be
David
doing
Johnson,
something.
You and I, man. Come on.
Yeah, or a One Direction song, You and I. Great song.
You and I.
That's not the tune, but yeah, you're close. But yeah, it's crazy to think that in 5 years, 6 years?
6 years now, yeah.
That they went from that.
They were supposed to be our rival.
Oh, for sure. It was coming.
Yep.
Right? Just like today.
Right.
Like, it's Buffalo, Baltimore, and then who? Is it Houston? Do you put that on CJ Stroud?
Yeah, I don't think CJ has earned that yet. And when I say
the playoffs,
yeah, but no, I mean earned that against like the Chiefs. Like he's up there already, you know, with them. I don't think.
Well, you're not putting Herbert above him in the AFC.
No, I still think Burrow goes there. That's always going to be me because I hate the fan base so much.
Right.
And so I think he'll always be in that category until CJ beats you in the playoffs. You know, it's hard to put him up there.
Yeah, I mean, I'm interested to see what he does in this game. I'm ready to see what he can show because this is that game, right? I mean, like, back in 2019, Houston beat Buffalo. And then Deshaun came into Kansas City. He was strumming his guitar after every touchdown. Everything. Like he said, we punched our ticket to the Super Bowl, and then we couldn't stop the bleeding.
But that's what happens in these games in sports, especially against the Chiefs. Just when you think it's won, it ain't won. It ain't over. Ask Houston. Ask San Francisco. Ask Philadelphia. Ask Buffalo.
It's also interesting because we played the, what was it? We played the Debo Samuel audio earlier in the month where he was like talking to his teammates. He's like, man, this ain't over yet.
Right.
Like,
you don't
know who you're dealing with. And
right.
Justin Reed in 2019, before it was prevalent that like Patrick Mahomes was that guy, he's like, we had our ticket punched Super Bowl. This game was over.
But you didn't know who you were dealing with in 2019.
And now he's on the opposite side where he's like, you watch this.
Yeah.
Like, I've been here for 3 years. Well, check this out.
What would have to be the score for you to say, it's over, I'm out of this?
72-0.
Okay. I was going to say 42-0.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I don't ever doubt Mahomes out.
Right.
My dad grew up watching Elway and the Chiefs, so his heart was ripped out of his chest for many years, like a lot of people listen to the show and text in. And it took him probably the Philadelphia Super Bowl to finally be like, I'll never doubt 15. Anytime that they have the ball and they have a chance, I'll never doubt him.
Even after the Buffalo game.
13 seconds.
And he
still left time on the clock. He still left 3 seconds on the clock, I believe. I mean, you just can't. Like, that's, you know, we talk about, you know, can C.J. Stroud prove to you to where you don't have to ask questions? Mahomes is now at that point in his career where, like, you no longer have questions. I know that there's times where, like, what is he doing? But it's like,
nah, if you're questioning Mahomes, that's on you now, right? Like,
well, we played that audio earlier with Paul Allen where we were like, you know, when's the last time you said throw the ball? And somebody in the Texans like, we still do that today. I was like, who
does? I mean, like, you're not. Have you ever heard Mitch get that angry and aggravated on a call?
He's holding it too long.
Just run.
Throw it, man.
Somebody said that sounds like Alec Jones.
He's holding it too long.
Just run.
Throw it, man.
Like, when was the last time you were that mad at Mahomes? I told you, for me, it was the championship game against the Patriots where he took the sack right before halftime.
So 2018.
I mean, that's a generation ago now.
Yeah, 2017 against the Broncos in his first career start. It's like, throw it to Albert Wilson, man.
He's holding it too long.
Just run.
Throw it, man.
Number six. Is that where this person ranks? He can prove that this weekend in Kansas City. Fesco, Mac, Dusty, 96.5 The Fan, your home, Kansas City Sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for K-State Athletics, 96.5 The Fan.
Texans love the game of football. Down here, the game is big, and it's raw. So grab a chair and sit a while and enjoy the game. Texas style. We are the Texans, the Houston Texans. Big Texas skies, big Texas pride. Go Texans, go! And we'll fight like Texans. Hail to the Toro, the red, white, and blue. Everybody! We are the Texans, the Houston Texans. Big Texas skies, big Texas pride. Go Texans, go! And we'll fight like Texans. Hail to the Toro, the red, white, and blue. The red, white, and blue.
Yeehaw! That song sucks.
so good.
So good.
The fact that they're celebrating the churro in their fight song is my favorite thing of all time.
That guy for the Indianapolis Colts who sings Colts are our squad or whatever, this is our team, that's better than any of that song. That
this is my team. This is our Colts. This is our team. We bleed blue.
The guy took a religious song and turned into a football song.
Well, for a lot of people, football is religion, right?
Exactly right.
Yeah, we talked to that guy at 6:45 today.
If you missed Jay Bigley.
Yeah. Somebody says, why do I think that song would be way better with a whip crack?
Oh, yeah.
That song just sucks, dude.
That's their fight song. That's their official Texans fight song.
I mean, I would die on the battlefield right away.
Texas also celebrates a battle that they won. Remember the Alamo. You lost.
Somebody says, that garbage is the Truck Nuts of songs.
Truck Nuts, what a great callback.
I saw one the other day. We were leaving work, and I saw, not Truck Nuts, but I saw a guy had a Woody doll hanging from his tailgate. Because you know the movie where he's like trying to hold onto the car like Woody?
Oh, yeah, but that's...
Yeah, he didn't have nuts. He had a Woody. Seriously.
That was a long way to your joke, or was that,
No, it's just, that's what it was.
Oh, was it really?
I don't know. Okay. However you want to take it.
Truck Nuts guy, that's the guy who fights at the Stevie Nicks concert, right?
I don't think that guy goes to Stevie Nicks. That guy goes to, like, Morgan Wallen.
Does he fight at the Morgan Wallen concert?
Yes, absolutely.
Red Truck, Truck Nuts, he's fighting. That's likes to fight guy.
Yeah.
Got me some Truck Nuts. Great.
Mm-hmm. There's golf bags now that have that. Like a little side bag you can put your golf balls in there.
God.
It's funny.
You got one?
No.
He wants one,
but
though.
But this lady I play golf with every once in a while, she has one. It's funny. It's pink.
Yeah.
I was like, what is that? She goes, it's my ball sack. Yeah. And I was like, okay. I was like, all right.
I got my husband's golf balls here.
Did you watch the TGL last night?
No.
Come on, man.
Sorry, man.
I was watching hockey. Tiger's team got his ass kicked, but man, it was so awesome. I watched the entire thing.
From start to finish. I was watching.
And they lost like 11-1.
11-1. That's a oof.
Yeah, like
match. Who are we gonna fire?
Not Tiger. Yeah. He came out to Eye of the Tiger, and the announcer didn't say a word. He announced everybody else, and then Tiger came out, went all red. Smoke came out. Eye of the Tiger, and the announcer just went.
See, that's cool, right?
Sick.
That's awesome. That's like a KU basketball game. All that stuff at the beginning is great, and then the game starts. You're like, all right, I'll bounce. But no, the intro stuff is fantastic. I love all that kind of stuff. But
so
no,
he says, Truck Nuts guy's upset it stopped snowing. I think that's Miles. It's really not that bad out there. You drive a 350 diesel stroke engine, bro. Like, yeah, no wonder it's not bad out there.
I know everybody's complaining.
Yeah.
And there's 12 inches of snow on the ground. I don't know. I haven't reached my truck nuts yet.
Somebody says they saw an electric truck with truck nuts that were electrical wing nuts. It was pretty cool.
No, you did not.
Take the day if that's true.
You see one of those cyber trucks with truck nuts?
That'd be awesome. Can't trust those things.
I got a cyber truck and truck nuts. Okay.
That's right. Yeah.
Do those cyber trucks work in the snow? I'm asking.
I don't know. I saw one for the first time at night and I thought I was in like space.
Yeah.
I was like, I didn't think I took that gummy yet.
Have you looked on the off, like the on ramp to 435 from 69? You know, where first of all, I'm going to ask this question out loud. Did Morton Salt move their headquarters to Kansas City?
I saw it when I came around the ramp there. I was like, I didn't know it was here.
So they put that up during the holiday.
Okay.
And I've started to do some research on
it. Because they even have the logo.
Yeah, it's everything.
The little salt lady with the umbrella.
Like, there's nothing out there that says, yes, Morton's has officially moved their, like, world headquarters to Overland Park. I don't know if that's the case. If anybody knows, have they done that? Very, very little on this. It said they moved some offices and took over some buildings and put $3 million of renovation. But it didn't say if they're moving their headquarters here. So, that you know that ramp that you go from 69 to 435?
Mm-hmm.
Have you looked
every
off
day
to,
I drive it.
Right. Have you looked off to the right side and seen all the cyber trucks that are parked in that parking lot down there?
I was wrecked because I looked over there and then I saw Morton Salt. I was like, stay focused, Dustin.
Yeah, like, we got Morton Salt and a parking lot, as far as the eye can see, of those cyber trucks.
I don't know if I'd want a cyber truck.
I have no interest in that.
It just, yeah. There was one that drove through downtown Lee's Summit. It just looked out of place. I was like, what? Like, that car sucks.
Yeah. Like, how are they expensive? Like, I just not interested.
I don't know. It's Tesla, right?
Yeah.
The cyber trucks are objectively terrible in every way if you're not 6 years old or really dumb. From the 913.
Are they powered by the sun, too? Do we know that?
The Cybertruck got around fantastically on the Monday after the snow.
All right, okay. Great.
Somebody says Cybertruck nuts are the just the fuzzy dice.
Okay.
And then somebody says my truck nuts has low T.
Nice.
Name your top five quarterbacks in the league.
Patrick Mahomes.
Okay.
Oh, I got to name more.
Four more. It's pretty easy.
Lamar, Josh, Joe, and... I have to think about the fifth
you
one.
You don't. He's still playing in the NFC. He just won. His coach is Sean McVay.
Oh, okay. Stafford, you're putting up there. Okay. You can make an argument for Goff. But Stafford's got the Super Bowl, so yeah. Stafford's fine, yeah.
Who's six? Who's the one guy looking in?
For me, it could be Goff.
It's not CJ?
No, not yet. Okay. I still think he's a little young. Like, now, if CJ goes in and wins this weekend, it changes the whole dynamic. He's got a lot to gain in this one as well. You go into Arrowhead, beat Patrick Mahomes in the playoffs, man, you're in rare company. You're with Hall of Famer Tom Brady and Joe Burrow. That's it. So if CJ wins this weekend, maybe we're having a different conversation. But I think CJ Stroud eventually will be in that top five. I don't think he's there quite yet.
Mac, who's the fifth best quarterback in the NFL?
Yeah, I think Stafford. I think that's it.
Who's six?
I think I'm going Stroud. Personally,
great cinnamon rolls.
Oh, so good.
Stroud's?
So good.
I never had them. I had the fried chicken. Money.
My swim coach worked at Stroud's, so after practice on Saturday mornings, boom, Stroud's cinnamon rolls for everyone.
So you're not old enough to ever eat under the bridge on Troost, are you?
No, I don't think so.
That was money. That's the OG of KC. You ate at Stroud's under the bridge at Troost. That was old school, brother.
I always eat the one up north, and I always get attacked by the swan in the pond. Happened twice.
Did you go, hey, swan?
No, I just went down there and tried to feed it a biscuit, and it came out of the water, and I didn't know they were angry.
My friend married a swan. She's a wonderful woman.
Bjork dressed up as a swan.
Yeah.
CJ Stroud, number six. I think you put him over Herbert.
Right now, yeah. I put him over Love right now.
Yeah.
I put him over Hurts.
I wouldn't put Love in the top 10.
Put him over Goff.
Oh, Love is barely in the top 32.
He turned into Buddy Love. Professor. CJ Stroud, right? Like we talked last week about pressure for quarterbacks. I don't think there's any pressure at this point once you get to this point in the league if you're not Lamar, Josh Allen, or Mahomes, right? Like that pressure is just completely, to me, CJ's on house money.
Lamar, Josh Allen, and Mahomes are in a different category.
I don't think so.
He has to win this game?
No, so that's not what I
then
said.
Then that's house money, though.
Then that's house money.
I think there's pressure. I don't think that's fair that. It's either money or no pressure. Like, really? Those are the only two options
pressure,
I have?
Why does C.J. Stroud have any pressure whatsoever?
I think he killed all of that last week when he was an underdog at home. And like that to me is like pressure. Like, go prove him wrong. He did it. And now it's like, now you got to go play the Chiefs in Arrowhead, in the divisional round, on the road. Like, to me, it's like, be competitive.
That's it. He needs to play well. He did not play well last season against the Ravens and Lamar Jackson. This is his second chance facing one of these.
Second half, they got blanked. First half, it was 21-21, I believe, and then it was zeros on the board.
You're facing another elite team, elite quarterback. You need to show up. You need to be good.
See, I'll take the older school approach. Like, it's okay to let guys grow into their roles. Like,
I agree.
Patrick Mahomes has screwed it for everybody because everybody thinks when you come in your first year, it's supposed to be 55,000 and go to an AFC championship game, right? That's just not the way it works. In fact, I just saw a stat this morning. Since 2011, it's either been the Chiefs or the Patriots in the AFC Championship game.
Yeah, Mahomes.
Right?
Mahomes only played in the AFC Championship.
That's right. Yeah. Like, so since 2011, though, it's either been the Chiefs or the Patriots in the AFC Championship game. One of those two teams have been there every year for the last 14 years. So to say that, like, C.J. Stroud needs to do this or needs to do that, the odds aren't in his favor that he's going to do that. I still think C.J. Stroud is definitely playing with house money.
Would you... You start a franchise next year. Are you taking C.J. Stroud or Daniels?
Jaden Daniels.
Not even thinking about it?
Wow.
I'd have to sit in a room by myself for about 5 hours and just be... Because I think what Daniels is doing this year is what Stroud did last year. I think that he's exceeding expectations, but also people forget that he's a rookie. Like, Stroud last year had what? What'd you say, one of the best rookie seasons of all time?
In my opinion, it is the best rookie season of all time.
You forgot he was a rookie.
Yeah.
And then, the more you talk, like, gut reaction, I usually think the gut reaction is the right reaction. Like, you have that initial, all right, let's go. This is what I want to do. But sometimes you got to think about it. You're making me think about it a little bit right now. But I don't know. There's just this playoff game against Washington got me in on Jaden Daniels. Like, you know, it was that moment where, like, all right, this guy's pretty damn good. He had himself a game.
to me, it was more so the final drive.
Yeah. They got the ball with, what, 4:40 to go and never gave it up again. That was a Mahomesian-type drive.
He's got the last 5 minutes, Gene. He does. He's shown it multiple times this year.
Does he have the last 13-second gene, though?
Yeah, there's only one guy who has that. Only one guy.
Come on. Let's not, you know.
Yeah.
I think it's a stylistic question, too. Like, I would rather just, Jaden Daniels, I'd just be worried about injuries all the time. If I'm starting my franchise, C.J. Stroud, pocket passer, I know he can just get it done. That's kind of where I go. But I get you, ceiling-wise, Jaden Daniels probably has a higher ceiling.
As long as they have a good coach around him, I don't care which guy you give me.
Yeah, I do. So, would you rather C.J. Stroud or Matt Stafford?
Well, C.J. Stroud, because Stafford's old.
That's fair. I mean,
yeah, just because of the youth.
Yeah.
You think this is it for Stafford this year?
We've said that for, I feel like, the last 3 years, everybody's been trying to kick him out.
Because what is he, 36?
Yeah, something like that. Probably. But where's L.A. going if they kick him out the door? And if he goes out the door, does McVay go with him? Because if I'm McVay, I probably take a walk, too, at this point.
Well, that's what everybody thought he was going to do. Everyone thought he was going to go to the booth and then come back and, like, because he's so young.
Yeah.
That was a topic.
Because that's what Vermeil did. I mean, people forget Vermeil was coaching, you know, in the early 80s and then took, like, 20 years off and came back.
Yeah, he coached Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah, right, exactly. Mm-hmm. So like, I love Dick. Vermeil did it, right?
That was a hell of a drop.
McVay's probably the only coach that could do it. Who else is young enough?
Kevin O'Connell.
That has that, you know, je ne sais quoi to go out there and be that guy.
This is a tough question. What's Notre Dame's coach again?
Marcus Freeman.
Yeah.
He might be older than Sean McVay because he's 39. And I don't know if McVay's 40 yet. He might be.
I feel like McVay's 36. I feel like McVay is perennially 36.
No,
McVay's 38.
So, yeah, Notre Dame's coach is older. He just turned 39 on January 39. 10th.
Yeah, and Stafford will be 37 in 3 weeks.
All right, yeah.
He's so McVay is younger than Marcus Freeman.
That's right.
And basically the same age as his quarterback.
Yes, yeah. And he's got a Super Bowl.
So he honest to God, if he were to step away right now, and this would be his last year, and then broadcast for 20 years and came back, he'd only be 57. Uh-huh. Andy Reid, 65.
It's crazy, dude.
Belichick, 72!
McVay was a trailblazer. Because of McVay, LaFleur, Shanahan, all these guys exist.
Mike McDaniels.
Yeah. All these guys exist because of Sean McVay.
And sometimes that's when you run into those problems, though, where you try to say,
look at the Andy Reid tree. Look at the Bill Belichick tree, right? It's like all
the
those...
Andy Reid tree is fine. It's okay. It's not wonderful, but... I mean,
let's see here.
Harbaugh.
Super Bowl. Three of the four coaches in the final four teams are all Andy Reid trees. If you count Andy Reid as the tree.
Andy Reid, Sean McVay, or Sean McDermott.
And John Harbaugh.
Yeah.
All under Andy Reid.
All under Andy Reid,
yeah.
It's wild.
That's nuts.
Because it's so weird how, like, the Belichick thing didn't work, right? Like, Mangini was bad. Like, Roman Cornell was
Belichick
bad.
Belichick didn't really let anybody do anything. Like, Andy Reid actually trains his coaches to be head coaches and gives them that opportunity, like that last week of the season. That's all hands on deck. You coaches, you're coaching. You're doing it. You're calling the plays. You're putting in the game plan. You're going to get this team ready to go out there. That's what Andy Reid does. And... I say his coaching tree's okay. Like, who's got a great coaching tree? Bill Walsh, because everybody underneath, you know, in the NFL is underneath Bill Walsh at this point in time. But, I mean, Andy's is clearly better than Bill Belichick. Belichick should be embarrassed by his coaching tree, quite frankly. Who's done anything?
Because, now it's going to be the McVay tree. Because, McVay, Kevin O'Connell, right? Mm-hmm. Like,
McVay and Shanahan's tree will battle. Yeah. Yes, because Shanahan has some good trees, too.
Who is on... Shanahan's tree.
LaFleur.
Sala. Yeah. D'Amico Ryans.
Yeah. And Mike McDaniels. That one's trending down.
So but he's got D'Amico right. Ryans right now. That's about it. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Because, I mean, I'm Robert Sala doesn't have a job, and Mike McDaniel. I mean, Mike McDaniel's arrow's pointing down.
Yeah, it's trending the wrong way. It was trending high for a while. I mean, he was in the playoffs the last 2 years, and this year he missed. But
Then when they played a team that you could breathe, they lost.
Somebody says, how old is McVay's haircut? I don't know, but that gel that he uses
it's so good.
It's definitely L.A. looks. And I had L.A.
Remember
looks.
Remember L.A. looks?
Yeah, I had the pink gel. I brought that up the other night on Twitter. Someone was like, because I was like, that the hair that he has is strongest thing I've ever seen.
What do you think he does use for product in
L.A.
that?
Looks.
Is it?
Yes. He's in L.A. He's either using the pink gel or the green or the blue.
I mean, that is just special.
It's, and he uses the headset. Like, I use a headset. And you can see, like, those.
Yeah.
He uses a headset. Not
perfect. That thing ain't moving. Do you think he has hair and makeup? Because it is L.A.
I don't know.
I think he's probably figured out his system.
No, he's the best, man. Yeah. Like that guy right now, he's phenomenal.
Awesome.
He's a great coach. And again, I've said it before, he's got that photographic memory. He will remember everything. That's what makes him so good. Him, Bill Self, that same Mike Mahomes, they're on that same level where they don't forget a thing.
How tight would your pants get if Andy Reid retired in 6 years and McVay came to Kansas City?
I'd be pretty excited about that.
That'd be amazing. Oh, that'd be so good.
Like, you can have Mahomes for the last like 7 years of his career, like you had Stafford. Why don't you come to Kansas City and take over for Andy Reid? Now I'm getting horny.
But if I'm Sean McVay, like I'm to that point now. I've already won a Super Bowl. I'm married. I got kids. I'm 37
but
years old.
But he might be like Andy, where like football is life, like where it's just like I love this.
Yeah, it may be, but I don't think that it is. I don't think anybody in like Mac's generation thinks their work is life anymore. Like, honest to God, and so I think that factors into football as well. You win Super Bowls, you accomplish stuff, you're 37, 38 years old. Why am I putting my body through this stress every day and dealing with this and managing 53 players in an organization? I've already got a Super Bowl, man. I'm going to go be on TV. Take care.
Yeah.
He's holding it too long.
Just run.
Throw it, man.
Sam Darnold.
We've all been him.
Yeah.
I know you have.
Oh,
I have.
So many times it makes me sick.
Mac, you have.
Oh, yeah.
Sam Darnold is that 10-leg parlay where you hit the first nine.
Does he solidify Kevin O'Connell's Coach of the Year award then? Because I heard Cody and Gold say this, so I don't want to take their take. But I think it was either
Cody takes yours, right?
No, tweets. So I don't know if it was Alex or Cody, but they said that, I think it was Cody. He said yesterday that Kevin O'Connell definitely deserves the Coach of the Year award because he got 14 wins out of Sam Darnold.
I don't disagree with that.
I mean,
yeah. I thought you were going to say it goes the other way. I'm like,
was saying, like, if you can get 14 wins and have that season with Sam Darnold the whole year, then you are doing something.
Yeah.
But you mentioned the 10-leg parlay. Nine of them hit and the last one doesn't.
And the last one doesn't. How do you feel?
Gut-wrenching.
Right.
Gut-wrenching.
That's Sam Darnold in a nutshell.
Yeah.
That's Sam Darnold in a nutshell. For whatever reason, I'm putting together this 10-leg parlay. Oh, my God, it's hitting. Cash out option available. No, I'm sticking. Son of a gun. I lost that 10th leg. And instead of cashing out, you're now stuck with 1 year, $5 million or whatever Sam Darnold's going to get. Like, I mean, we've all been there and had those bad beats. Scott Van Pelt does a segment on it all the time, right?
It's one of the best segments on TV.
Bad beats and all that kind of stuff. Like, do you remember your worst gambling loss? Like, where you had a parlay that was, like, right there, ready to hit?
Had a six-legger this year, was going to win $500, Jaden Daniels, Hail Mary. Over. Yep. It was awesome. Love Jaden Daniels.
Wow.
That's the last time Mac bet on the Bears.
Yeah. I mean, why would you bet on them?
I still defend Caleb Williams.
I had one. It was stupid. We used to do this all the time when I did the Red Reaction show, and I did another show before that, and me and Grant Nicholson would do NBA bets, and I had a six-leg parlay, and it was like Luka points, Luka assists. There was a couple others, and then the other one was like, I forget who the Chicago Bulls center was, big white guy, and
Bill Weddington?
No.
Vucevic?
I think that's who it was.
Yeah.
He needed 10 rebounds. He had 9 with 5 minutes left in the fourth quarter. It went to overtime, and he still didn't get one. That's the most recent bad one.
My recent one was on Underdog the other day. I needed Sam Darnold just to have one touchdown pass.
He almost had one with Carson Wentz.
I almost had the one with Carson Wentz.
That would have been the worst
half
ever.
Total yard, he finished with 10.
While we're on this discussion, I think Vegas needs to take the QB kneel away for rushing yards. Because I saw Portnoy, not that I feel sorry for him, he lost like a big parlay because Jaden Daniels started to kneel it.
They're never going to do that because that gives them the opportunity to win. Yeah,
exactly.
That's so brutal. Like, imagine if you had Patrick Mahomes rushing yards this weekend, right? 20, it'll probably be like 18 and a half. I think it'll be somewhere around there. You can probably look it up now if it's out. And imagine he has 20 yards and the last two plays of the game, he kneels it. I mean, it's just so brutal, dude.
Oh, God.
But if you're on that underside, you're like, yes, kneel.
I will
Let's see
this.
Patrick Mahomes here. I'll give you the what we have on Underdog today.
All rushing. Not all rushing.
Rushing yards, 23 and a half.
Okay. So he has 25, kneels it. 2 yard loss.
How about this? 247 and a half passing yards.
I like it.
Two what?
247 and a half.
Oh.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it.
Higher?
Higher.
1.5 passing touchdowns.
Over. That's always the number, though, so that doesn't really – it's always going to be 1.5
Yeah.
For every quarterback in the league, unless it's –
How
know.
About 276.5 pass plus rush yards?
Love
Ooh,
it.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That's a good one.
Somebody says they had an 8-leg parlay for $600 that they lost by 1 yard from Kyren Williams. That makes you want to, like, just so kick your own dog, dude. Like,
damn it.
Screw you, Jasper. You know, like, nah, that's what my stepdad's dog's name is.
Oh, really?
Yeah, not the guy that we love. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. 37.5 passing attempts. I think
I don't like that. I don't like that. That means we got a shootout. I don't want to root for that.
What about half a rushing yard in the first quarter?
Yes. Yes.
Yep.
What's Xavier Worthy's rushing yards while we're at it?
While we're at it here, let me see.
I bet it's 5.5
I was going to say 4.5 Yeah.
Let's see here.
That's your hammer right there.
It's just the one jet sweep, man.
Mm-hmm.
And with these edge rushers, I like that.
Xavier Worthy. Here we go. What did you ask for? Rushing yards?
Wow. What is it? Is it one?
4.5
Yes.
Nailed it.
Let's go. You got to take that. That's a gimme.
Got it on the head, baby.
I just want to let you know
One carry.
Yep. One jet sweep.
That's all he needs.
Let's go.
Now, real quick, I know we're boring people, but what is Juju Smith-Schuster's yardage? Because that's another one that I've been finding.
I don't know that, like, people are into gambling. I know we're talking we're not talking about what, you know, our stupid bets. I think this.
No, I'll build a parlay Friday of props. I won't take the over.
Juju,
or under.
What did you want?
Receiving yards.
I bet it's 11.5
I love this bet because I always take it. It's hit every time I bet it. I bet it's 10.5
It's 5.5
Dude. That
you gotta get on the underdog app.
Yeah. Yeah. Like that Mahomes rushing and Xavier Worthy rushing. 5.5 yards?
5.5
One catch.
Come on.
That's good.
Love that. Just so you're aware, we are going to drop off more playoff t-shirts thanks to our friends now at DM Law. You know Mike's got this. So do Carrington and Rob. 11:30 a.m. on Friday. That's where you can get it. Coming up on the other side, well, fantasy punishment. Bob's got an idea, and he's got a solution. Mac, Bob, Dusty, 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City Sports.
Fesco and Dusty.
I can feel it all the way down in my plums.
On Kansas City's FM sports station, 96.5 The Fan.
Sometimes people do really good things in this world. I don't know if you saw this yesterday or not, but that Eagles fan who dropped the C word on that wonderful lady that was just watching your team, fired from DEI consulting job.
Oh, it's actually officially been done. He's been fired good.
I mean, TMZ's reporting it, and if TMZ's got
they're
you,
right.
It's official.
No, it's official, yeah. There's no better news service out there. In fact, they're the only legit news service out there is TMZ. They're right every single time. They've been wrong like one time.
You may not like their ethics, but
they're right.
They always have it, man.
Yeah.
I think they were the first people that reported the Kobe Bryant thing.
I know. They did.
Because I remember that day. I was sitting on the edge of my bed getting ready, and I remember looking at my phone, and it was like, TMZ, Kobe Bryant has passed away. I was like, dude.
That was one of those ones where they were wrong, too, because they reported other people that were dead that were not dead.
Yeah.
And then that's what I was going to allude to. Was like the Kobe thing, they kind of got because everybody was in a rush that day to get the information out.
So
I mean, that's the thing with the media, man. Like, just be right. But nobody cares who's first.
That Philly fan. Banned
gone.
For life.
Good.
He fired should. From his job.
Yeah, he should be. I mean, that guy should not enjoy the fruits of being a normal person anymore because of the way that he behaved in that game. You don't do that. I mean, and especially like if you're going to the game this weekend, don't be a jerk, man. If you're sitting next to the one Texan fan that may be there, don't be a jerk to that person because you will be found. People will call your employer. I mean, like, this goes back to the Don't F with Cats on Netflix, if you guys have seen that, right?
Have you watched it?
I have not.
Insane.
I mean,
insane.
But that's what goes on now. You do something stupid in public, people will find you, they will call your boss, and you will lose your job.
Oh, yeah. Especially if you're that type of person.
And the fact that he was like a DEI consultant, too, using that kind of language, what does that tell you? What kind of guy is that? That guy sucks.
No longer employed. Somebody has said the parlay. I had Nelson Velasquez. I'm not going to use all the words they use. Over 0.5 bases in an 8-leg parlay to pay $1,000. The bet was going to void because he didn't start. That guy pinched hit in the 8th inning and hit a 408-foot ball to center field and flew out.
Oh,
that's tough.
That sucks.
That's tough, dude. Like... pinch hit, so like it would have been a 7-leg parlay.
So the bet was going to void. You were going to get
just that leg. It was still, they would have just made it a 7-leg parlay and adjusted the money.
Okay.
But since he pinch hits, it's an at bat, and what it'll tell you is like the player must have an official at bat.
Well, of course, yeah. I mean, you know,
the other thing that sucks
about it. Does a walk count as an official at bat?
I think so, but it does not count as a base, which is brutal.
Doesn't. But what if you steal second or advance to second? Does
then
that
you have the steals? Because like the one, because like Bobby Witt Jr. was like his stolen bases props were always high this year. Because it was like he doesn't really steal anymore. Like he didn't really steal. I know he stole like 30 bases, but like it was like every game was like plus 280 for him to steal a base. And it's just like, well, you think about it, 162 games, 30 plus stolen bases. It's like, you know, not that, not a lot of times that's happening.
No, it's five every
Whereas
fifth
like
game basically.
Ellie De La Cruz, it's like minus 110. Like the guy just, you know.
That would, I mean, those are the bad beats, man. Like, okay, so we get to the eighth inning. I guess this guy's not playing. I'm going to win. Oh, why did you pinch hit him? Come on, Q.
Yeah. Somebody says they were first to break. TMZ was first to break the Tiger Woods accident as well.
That's right. They were.
They get you, man. They're everywhere. They like.
No, they're great. They're great at what they do.
Pop up out of holes. They're like.
Ben Maller almost went and worked for TMZ at one time.
Really?
Oh, yeah. They were calling because Ben back in the day was like the king of rumors in L.A. Everything went through him. And so TMZ wanted to hire him. And it just didn't work out. And whatever happened, happened. But it never materialized or whatever it was. Mm-hmm. But he interviewed with the head honcho over there at TMZ.
I can see that. Ben's easy to talk to.
Yeah. Well, I think I read it because I was when we started the show. I was like, Ben Maller, what do I need to know? Like, what are little nuggets? Mm-hmm. And he, from what I saw, spoiled the NBA dunk competition.
Oh,
because he said that he saw the winner announced already, and it was Blake Griffin, and it was the year he jumped over the car and won, and Blake Griffin ended up winning. Damn. And Ben Maller had reported it.
Wow.
And like, wait a minute. He goes, I told you, I saw the winner already. It's already been announced. Like, you guys are gonna. And they're like, no, you're just being, you know, loudmouth.
Such a good dunk contest.
And
damn,
Blake Griffin won. Shout out,
Ben
Maller.
I mean, you jump over a car. I mean, you're
going to
win.
But he's saying that he saw it already, that was already predicted. It was already proven. Like, somebody had already said Blake Griffin is the winner no
is
matter what.
Is the winner no matter what.
And yeah, then he ended up winning.
And he ended up winning.
Yeah, jumped over a car.
I mean, I don't sick. Know. Sports are scripted, right?
Now I don't know why you guys are best friends. Like, speaking of Ben Maller, we'll talk to him tomorrow on a Friday. Just kidding. Thursday. So you brought this up about fantasy punishment.
Oh my God, Men at Work's Down Under was number one on the Billboard charts in 1983 on this day.
Can't make
what?
That up. The universe is weird, dude.
That's really weird. That's really
weird. I want to go home now.
That's so weird.
So
never talked about that song, never played that song.
Never played that song, never talked about that song. Brought up to you about Vegemite sandwich. Talked to our buddy Aussie, who's from Australia. This date, 1983, number one song.
Yeah, Jayhawk for Life just sent it to us from old school 80s. January 15th, 1983, Down Under by Men at Work hit number one for the first time.
That is
That's
insane.
Messing me up.
God, if you're listening, I'm sorry. For cussing?
I'm telling you what, man. The world has a vibe, bro. Like,
I need to go to the garage immediately. Stop by Flora Farms on the way home. Dude.
I mean,
like, what is going
what
on?
What the hell?
That's so weird.
What in the actual hell? Like, Whoa. You had never heard that song you said before. Like, at 6 o'clock this morning, you're like, I never heard that. I don't know what
Vegemite sounds like. What is that?
Vegemite, all that kind of stuff. Had a huge conversation to start the show. Had no idea.
Wow.
And then this tweet comes out 19 minutes ago on this date in 1983. That was the number one song. Weird.
37 years ago. 38 years ago.
No. Can't be, because I'm 37. I was born in 87.
That's what he said, didn't he?
83.
Oh, my math's bad. There you go. 41.
January 15th, 1983.
Somebody goes, what are we talking about again? We brought up that song.
Mm-hmm.
Brought up Vegemite, played it, and then we just got tweeted at by Jayhawk for Life, and it says that song was number one on this date.
Became number one for the first time on this date in 1983, and lasted 4 weeks.
I'm kind of freaked
out. I'd call your doctor if it's that long, but
no, wow. I don't have time. I'm just speechless. Apparently, it's going to be a good day, mate. Yeah. Hi. That song was really great. 1980. That's terrible. Let's go to break. 1996 by The Fan. You're home for Kansas City Sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty.
What the hell's wrong with your station?
On Kansas City's FM sports station, 96.5, The Fan.